Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Man, where am I set up music? Look, we gotta start out with a woo-sah. Woo-sah. Well, check it out. We're gonna jump into it just like this. Monstrously. Last time right off the bat. It was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rap. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked. I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Yeah, last time that I checked. Call 4-4-243-9-6-1-9. Use your middle finger, press one.
I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Playing no games with you niggas. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you niggas. I laid down the game for you niggas. Taught you how to charge more than what they paid for you niggas. On the whole thing for you niggas. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you niggas. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all niggas false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, nigga what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a fuck. Body tripping, had no business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to fuck
last time that I checked. It was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, and the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked,
come through fly check. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine, and I take my time check. And take my tribe. Every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you niggas scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every nigga in these streets trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful racists. Young niggas in the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, it's how you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curb server, end up a boss, it's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Cause the mission was
last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked,
I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. This, that, I didn't. Made it out the gutter shit. Nip told you fuck the middle man. I told you fuck a bitch. Fuck wearing they clothes, I wear my own shit. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own bitch. Hey, Mill, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these niggas, Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game fold you. Cause when this game over, it's really game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother. Mission, never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power and the hoes come next. Last time that I checked.
Monstrous Radio. Camera Cafe. I'm over here having problems, man. I don't hold up on myself twice. I'm woo-sawing like a motherfucker. Woo-saw! 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 So, all right, check it out. I do have a request tonight, and we're going to jump into it right away. You know what I mean? It's by Miss Unbelievable. She want to hear some shining. You dig? So, all right, this is the Comic Cafe. We're supposed to make y'all feel good. This is the empowerment show, because we know you don't push through the whole week. You're almost at the end of the week, and we don't want you to get 30 days for cracking one of your coworkers or that punk-ass supervisor that act like he owned the joint. If he don't go find something to do and twist his fingers on it, I'm going to bust him and get 30 days. We don't want you to do that. We got a new prescription for y'all around here. It's called Fuck-A-Tall. It's like a Tylenol, but no, we just say Fuck-A-Tall. Get in. So check it out. By request from Miss Unbelievable, this is called Shining, because that's what she wants y'all to do tonight. Get your shine on. monstrous right now. Comment Cafe. The I know that you will be served with who I deserve.
Another one. DJ Khaled. Let's go.
Better make a smile when you see that bitch pull up, pull up. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. We smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Shining, 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 yeah.
Through all four seasons.
Shining, 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 yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on,
hold on.
Don't
try to
slow me down. Hold on,
don't
try to slow me down.
Slow me down.
All of this winning.
All of this winning.
All of this winning.
All of this winning.
Don't try to hold me down.
Make them wait.
One ain't enough, I need two. And that makes the ace with the deuce. Hit a triple-double in the garden. Held on my left wrist like I'm Harden. Ran to the dealer, bought twin Mercedes. The European trucks for the twin babies. Don't let me have a son, I'm a fool. Send him to school and all my dreams. I want a boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21, Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. 21, Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. I should even work back with niggas. 12 solo albums, all platinum, nigga. I ain't talking numbers right. I know you ain't, I ain't talking summers right. I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you were running, right? Plain paddock, Ben had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a pallet,
shining. Shining, 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 yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind.
Yeah. Karma Cafe. Alright. If you feel good enough, call us up 424-243-9649. And look, I done spoke of the angel and it done spread its wings and done flew in here. It's unbelievable. You know, I always hate when people say, when you speak of the devil, like, what the hell you just call me? So I'm going to say, speaking of an angel, it done spread its wings and done flew down in on us. It's unbelievable. What's good, man? Karma Cafe.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. So how was today?
going. Today was, it was really, really good. You know, I am just like sending kids their homegoing early. Homegoing, I'm giving out homegoing services early. And I feel great about it. absolutely marvelous.
Okay, now, are you talking about, like, graduation, or are you talking about, like, suspension?
I'm talking about suspensions, baby. Suspensions!
I feel good. Don't say it. Better not say it. Don't you do it.
Put your arms up. Put your arms up.
She got me, y'all. She got me.
Put your arms up and pat your chest.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, yeah, we got some things throughout the show. I even got a request that somebody asked that we talk upon tonight, but we also got our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, also known as the entertainment news, the gossip lifestyle. So, you know, we got that coming up. You know, we got some more music to help you say woosah, the only place where, you know, you say the cuss word, and help you feel good. I'm just saying. Say it out loud. So, all right, what's some of the things we got coming up in our Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat segment?
Okay, we got some Drake. We got some Harvey Winston. And we got some... Who this be? We got some other. Yeah, my article's not coming up. So, it's not liking me right now. let's pull it back up again. Status again.
So we'll try it one more time.
One more time.
Here we go.
Here we go. Boom, it must be the inner. Oh, Meek Mill. Yes. So, gotta take the Meek. Meek Mill.
All right, Meek Mill. Okay, we got the Meek.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
Okay.
That's all we got. It was kind of boring today. Like, people are living boring lives right now. Oh, wait, whoa, and the NBA Finals between Golden State and Cleveland going down.
Mm-hmm.
Who you with? Tell me who you with. Who you with?
Right. Okay. Yeah, y'all definitely got to let us know who y'all with. Hit us up on our social media pages, The Monstars. If you're on Facebook, TheMonstars. I think they're calling somebody in the NBA The Monstars. I heard somebody say something about that on the news on one of the radio broadcasts today. I was like, what? Okay, I got to see who this
really?
Is.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I did. I was like, what? Okay. So we got to find out which team this is. It's going to give a whole new perspective on this whole thing to me. I'm just saying. It's going to give a whole new perspective. So, let's see. What do we got? We got to take our breather. So, yeah, stick with us. We got some more stuff coming up for you guys. I'm just taking one breather at a time this time, and then we're going to come back. We're going to get into our Who's Bumping Who. And, oh, yeah, and then I'm going to tell you guys what it is, the request that somebody asked us to talk about tonight. I think a lot of people can relate to it. I think you can relate to it. I can a little bit, but not so much. But we're going to find out. But for now, we're going to check out this new Rico Barreno. I love saying his name like that, even though it's just Rico Barreno.
Rico Barreno.
Like, Rico. Wow, you got to let the R roll, though. Rico.
You got to let the R. Rico Barreno.
Yeah.
Barreno.
There you go.
You trying to sexy it up. Rico Barreno.
All right. Alright, this is him and Colonel Loud. It's called Serious. This is new track. Check him out on all social media. That's Rico Barreno, and you can check out Colonel Loud. And let him know you heard him on Monsters Radio, online radio.
Wow.
Shot breathers tonight because we got a lot to talk about. It's unbelievable. So we're going to get into our who's bumping, who's getting fat. But here was the one request that we got tonight that somebody asked that we touched on that I think a lot of people can relate to is when people don't show up, when your coworkers don't show up at work and people expect you to pick up their slack. Like, you ain't already got shit to do. Like, you just got to pick up their slack, too. Now I got to do their job, too, today. You did? So that's one of the things we're going to talk about coming up a little bit later. So, all right, let that marinate on your mind. Let that go. But for now, we going to get into this. Who's pumping who's getting fat? And it's unbelievable. I know you noticed earlier you said it's kind of boring out there right now. I think everybody's fixed on this Drake and Pusha T thing. But okay, but what we got tonight, what are we working with? What we working with?
Well, yes. So the Drake and Pusha T thing. So you know that Pusha T and Drake had a feud, and they're beefing back and forth. And so you remember Pusha T said that, you know, they showed the black face with Drake and different things. But then you remember Pusha T mentioned that Drake has a son. Mm-hmm. So TMZ has revealed that Drake has been supporting Sophia Brunswick's son since birth. Drake hasn't yet formally responded to Push T's hair-raising diss, the story of Adon, but desperate times call for alternative measures. Overnight, Drake issued an iPhone note screenshot explaining the blackface photo Pusha borrowed as his single cover art. And on TMZ this morning, the top story appears to be an attempt to refute another of Pusha T's provocations. So accusing Drake of being a deadbeat dad who failed to acknowledge his son. Not so, says TMZ sources. Sources close to Drake tells us that rapper has been cutting checks to ensure Sophia, the woman Pusha T claims Drake has a secret son, will live comfortably, the gossip writes. When it comes to Drake's authenticity, he's taking a DNA test to figure out possible legals. But he feels like there's a slight chance the kid might be his and a slight chance that it's not. Drake has been financially supporting the baby mama since birth of son, but maybe that refers to strictly to being her son. TMZ further reports that Drake plans to reveal everything upon about his new son on his upcoming album. Plans he'll have to adjust now that Pusha blew up the spot Drake may not or may not be occupying. Push T said that the title of his record is the name of Drake's rumored sportswear collaboration with Adidas, a brand, and the name of the lead son Adonis. So, Push T is really like pushing Drake, but remember, Drake's got a new album coming out, so this is helping Drake's image and Drake's name be in the people's mouth, so when it drops, boom, they will already be ready to listen to what he has to say. And the lady that's supposed to be Drake's baby mother is a former porn star. Older woman.
Okay. Okay. I just think people always say that. Is that supposed to like degrade her or something? Because she's like a porn star or something? Let's keep it real. Half of your motherfucker, I mean, half of some of our friends, we don't say it like that. Half of some of our friends out there are amateur porn stars all the time. Whether they sending sex pics or they be in the bedroom, hey, this. I mean, does that really, okay, she might have went pro with it. Maybe it looked good. Drake tapped it. But I'm just saying, okay, it is what it is. But I hear what you're saying, though, because, like, right now everybody's on this whole thing saying Pusha T did this, so that's going to promote him, his album. Now, if Drake has an album that's about to come out, all he has to do is not say nothing and then say the diss track or the rebuttal is on his album. And you got to get the album to hear it.
And you got to get it.
There you go.
So calculation of Drake, he now has, to me, the upper hand of what to do next. If he really, like, sits back and let Pusha T keep talking, because people really don't know who Pusha T is, but they know who Drake is. And so they're like, okay, come on, because we about to do this.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say people don't know who Pusha T is. If you're an Eclipse fan, I used to be a big Eclipse fan, and Pusha T is one of the members of the group Eclipse. You know, Shout Out Boy, did a lot of stuff with Pharrell and them. But let's be honest, he hasn't been really relevant globally like he is right now for a strong bit.
Right.
So I give you that, you dig? But yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, Pusha T, let me rephrase. Look, sorry, Pusha T, let me rephrase. You're not as,
Drake today.
Let's just say Drake status is just a little bit more prominent than Push T.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you push Drake, you may be pushing yourself to be prominent too. So do you. There we go. That was a good cleanup, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a good cleanup. There we go.
Okay.
I think one of the other things he attacked Drake on was having a ghostwriter and all kinds of things. So, you know, I mean, to me, it's all entertainment. That's just how I see it. I'm not in the beef saying, oh, I'm not going to like Drake no more because he said this, or I'm not going to like this. Now, I mean, if it comes out that, you know, he ain't going to take care of whatever, that's fucked up. You dig?
Right.
But, you know, just because they're making diss tracks. I know what diss tracks is all about. You know what I mean? It's about publicity.
Uh-huh.
Why else would you do it? That's publicly. You don't went into the studio, came out, and paid to have mix and master just to talk about somebody. There's angling behind that. I'm just saying. So, you know, so everybody getting super duper hyped. I mean, I'm paying attention to it. It's entertaining. They seem to be like, oh, damn. Because from what they're saying out there, they're saying what? Most of Pusha T's interview, they're not even talking about his album. They're talking about Drake. The diss track.
Wrong. And how many people, though, how many people, Imansa, have ghostwriters? Like, half the people in the industry have ghostwriters. a lot of them are not writing their own lyrics. Even in the entertainment fires, the R&B and country and all them, you have people write for you. Like, only certain people really write for themselves. Because Snoop Dogg wrote for Dr. Dre all the time. They let it be known. So it's not nothing for people to write for the right artists. Like, that's not a, let me just not. Right. Well, that's so, that's not like a diss. That's like,
it's like this from a listener's point of view. Who gives a fuck? As long as the song is hot, rock that shit. I don't get no damn. Get in. The only person gonna get mad is the other dude whose record ain't selling because he don't wrote his own shit and he mad because he ain't getting the sales because you don't pay and did a money move and now you got red by. I tried to do some Cardi B and I fucked it all up. But you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, from a listener at the club, I don't care who wrote it. Cardi B, rock that, girl. Hit that. You dig? I don't care. Dre, rock that. Hit that. I don't care. As long as the song is hitting and I can drink my drink and groove and talk shit and party and bullshit and party and let me stop. But yeah, okay. So we're going too deep into this Drake and Pusha T thing, even though it's like the major thing right now. But okay, okay. What else we got in our Who's Bumping Who's Get Back? I mean, unless you got some more. You got some more?
That's it. Drake stuff, that's it. Okay, so Harvey Weinstein indicted by grand jury on rape charges. So Harvey Weinstein has just been indicted by a grand jury on multiple rape charges. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr. announced Wednesday the grand jury headed up charges of rape in the first and third degree, as well as committing a criminal sex act in first degree. Vance said that indictment brings Weinstein another closer to accountability for the crimes of violence, which is now charged. As expected, the disgraced movie mogul did not testify on his own behalf. During the proceedings, his attorney, Ben Brockman, thinks prosecutors have unfairly denied access to critical information about this case. Brockman says Weinstein maintained a 10-year consensual relationship with one of his two accusers.
Okay.
Still doesn't mean it didn't happen, buddy. Still doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right.
Just because they stayed with you, they may have thought that that's what they had to do to feel a certain way.
Right. Yeah, I've seen the footage when they brought his ass in. It looked like he tried to make it look like he was all broke. Like, his clothes was, like, way too big. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, he tried to dress up super, super nice, but he really worked at, you know, a little mall hut, and they don't pay him enough. And he just gets the wrong size at the local department store. As you can tell, I'm trying my best not to say no name brand. So I'm tiptoeing around it. But wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they finally got his ass. They done finally got his ass.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to see what's going to happen. Okay, what you think is going to happen?
He going to get off on all accounts. No, he's going to get off on all accounts because he's white. And they ain't ready to put a white man in jail for that. They only want the black man. I'm not trying to be mean or racist. They just trying to discredit the black man to say that that's the only thing that, you know, they going to do. But if they do, they're going to give him a slap on the hand, and it'll probably be the more misdemeanor cases. It won't be the first degree, third degree. So they may pacify it, but they're not going to go deep. So, no.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think they're going to try to hang him. I think they're going to try to make an example of him. I think being white ain't going to help him. Not on this. No. He's going to get like 20, 30 years. They're going to take a lot of money. But who knows? I guess we'll have to watch it and find out. Who knows? We'll have to watch it and find out. So, all right, what else we got over there in our book?
All right. Book of Malice, Meek Mills. Judge Brinkley stays on his case. No new trial yet either. So, Meek's attorney, Joe, tells us that they take their argument to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to try to get the case reassigned because they do not want her on the case. Meek Mills got some bad news in court Wednesday morning. The judge, who's been a thorn in his side, is officially staying on his criminal case. A separate state court judge in Philly denied Meek's bid to strip his pending case away from Judge Janice Brinkley, saying he couldn't overrule another judge of equal standing and adding, "I wear the same robe as she does." It's interesting, though. Meek's legal team presented a new argument in court by alleging that Brinkley had claimed in a civil lawsuit that she suffered a head injury and was disabled and incapacitated. The suit is from an accident in 2016 that Brinkley was in, with a judge suing a woman who was allegedly involved. She claims she suffered severe head trauma. As we reported, Meek Mills has been clamoring for a new judge and a new trial since getting released from prison last month. Looks like neither is happening for now.
Oof. So how do you think that's going to turn out with all the political things and all the things going behind it? I don't know. I mean, you're kind of familiar with the system. You know, with working amongst, you know, the system itself a little bit. I mean, is that common for, you know what I mean, those people to step in like that in the beginning and say, you know, let him go because, you know, this is kind of felonious, and then not take the judge off the case? I mean, they only apply one case to a judge and you just can't dodge him, or what? I mean, shit, they changed OJ, didn't they?
No, it's hard to it's hard to get a judge off the bench. They have to do something that is really detrimental to the case, and they have to prove that they're being unfair. She's by all rights set in the realm of his probation. So literally, she can do that. She's staying in the guidelines of his probation. So even though we're thinking that she's just being a complete and total bitch about it, she's doing what the sentence guidelines give her the right to do. Now, should she recuse herself? Absolutely. Should she take herself off? Absolutely. Because she's making it seem like she does not really like this gentleman for whatever reason. But in the law, she has a right to follow what his sentence was given. If they are smart, they would have argued to, you know, of his sentence that he had or that he's gotten. Because then he could have got a fairer trial. But because he chose probation and there's so many restrictions for probation, this is just what it looks like, unfortunately. So
right.
She's saying, I'm not going to get bullied by you guys because you want him off. I'm going to stay within the guidelines, which, how to get back on her good graces is the key. How can he get justice by saying, I've done all that I needed to do, just let it go? And when is she going to put her pride aside and let it go?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. I sure was going to say it. It sounds like a lot of pride over there. But I guess we'll find out what goes on. You know what I mean? Incarceration ain't no joke. I'm just saying.
Oof. I don't know, okay. But I heard it's a mother.
So, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a breather right talk about. So I do want to play some Meek Mill. I wanted to play Glow Up, but I don't have it in the system, Smack E Monster. But I do have two of his other tracks. One I think will be a good woo size. It's kind of a subtle laid back, lady type track. And then I got some Meek Mill called Price. I believe that's one of his new tracks called Price. So which one do you think I should play? Should I play Price? Sounds like it kind of fits. Or should I play this? Woosah, whatever you need, Meek Mill, Chris Brown, Ty, don't make me keep doing this. I just feel like a pervert, Ty. Now that's right. I was just letting you go.
It was just sounding so boostal relaxing. Go ahead. 424-243-9649. Press 1. Woosah.
Girl, as long as you wrap your arms around me. Ooh, baby, I don't care what them people say. I'm giving you whatever you want. Girl, you know I can provide whatever you need.
Whatever you need, babe.
Listen to your heart,
yeah. I'm the only young nigga who popping that. Got a jump in out there, he dead like who copping that? New G-Wagon, got a brag and put a lock on that. Niggas always in her DM, she don't holler back. Whoop, whoop,
copy that.
Cuffin', I been cuffin', Chanel bags like it's nothing. And she loved him, her last nigga, he was bluffin'. She said, fuck him, he let that go, I'm like he buggin'. Now she thuggin', with a real one. I been ballin' on you, cause you smile on you. All my homies know me best, they say I'm fallin' for you. And that box be slippery like tryna walk on oil. And I be there long as you there when I be calling for you.
Girl, as facts. Long as facts. You wrap your arms around me. Ooh, baby, I don't care what them people say. I'm giving you
whatever you want. Girl, you know I can provide whatever you need.
Whatever you need, babe.
Listen to your
whatever you need, got a one-way flight, so I ain't letting you leave. We ain't fuck first night, hand me begging you please. But you love when I'm begging, you told me get on my knees. And I ate it, we got faded. You said put some Tory Lanez on and I played it. In Philly, we say you the man, Johnny, we save it. Finally got a rich nigga, baby, you made it. Long as you hold me down, you know that it's going down. Be there when I turn around and I turn your word around. I had to tone it down, cause you made me slow it down. So I'm about to show you now.
Show you now.
What makes you think that I would try to run a game on you? Just to show us my name is Dollar. I'll be there for you and I. Treat you just like a queen and give you fine things. You never have to worry about another in your place. So believe me when I say.
Girl, as long as you wrap your arms around me. I'm giving you
whatever you want. Girl, you know I can provide whatever you need.
Whatever you need, babe.
Listen to your heart, baby.
Yeah, Woosah music.
Woo!
Help you feel good. Uh-huh.
Whatever you want.
Hey, look, that's what he needs to do. He needs to walk up to the judge and be like, whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I did whatever you need me to do. Whatever you want. Just let me stay free, just please. I'm not trying to run a game on you. It sure as my name is Meek Mills.
You did put her ass in the video. Yeah,
right.
You'll be free, bro. We'll get you free mercilessly. It is. So, all right, let's see. What else did we got? So somebody asked for us to talk about the topic of when coworkers don't come to work and they expect you to pick up the slack. Now, initially, when they told this to me a couple of days ago, and this is why I tell people when you're angry, don't talk about much, sit back, think about it. I kind of got beefcaked about it. I'm not going to lie, it's unbelievable. I got a little beefcaked about it. I was like, hell yeah.
Okay.
I remember there was some times when people didn't show up to work and they expect me to pick up the slack and all this extra stuff. Man, I'm trying to do my job. I can't do their job too. And then their lives, and everybody frustrated. It ain't my fault his ass didn't come to work. It is what it is. It is. So at first, I was really, really uptight about it. But before I go into how I feel today, how do you feel about it? I mean, are you in a situation where there may be where, you know, you got to do your job and then there may be a coworker that may not come into work and now you might have to pick up that slack? Sometimes it's not easy. You know what I mean? You might have to go from making or doing something to doing a lot. I mean, are you affected by this situation at any time, ever in a job site?
I'm affected by this every day.
Okay.
And the sad thing is, they're not even absent. They're in the building. Whoop, that's a whole nother... they ain't even got to be absent. So, when they're absent, I'm not, like, tripping because they're absent. And, you know, when I'm absent, I want them to take up my slack as well. But when you're ineffective and you're not doing anything, period, that's when I have an issue. That's when I'm feeling like I'm picking up your slack because you haven't put the requirements or the expectations out there that says, when I'm gone, this is how it can run with you not being there. It should run smoothly. It shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be extra work. If you had all your stuff together, I should be able to just come in, do bare minimum to do mine so it doesn't feel like I'm overwhelmed. But if you haven't set those standards, if you haven't did the expectations, if you haven't got your stuff together and it's raggedy as shit, then hell yeah, I'm mad as fuck. Because now I'm doing your job. I'm putting your stuff together. I'm regulating your stuff. And that's a problem for me because now I'm doing extra work. And then when the work gets done, you ain't going to know what to do when you get back because your work is done. Houston, yes, we have a problem. Because I'm looking at you like, why your work ain't done and why I'm doing it. So it's mine. So, yeah.
And then to cap it off, the worst part, is when you got to explain to them, look, this is what I did. La, 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 la. And then you know what they little silly ass going to say? Well, I don't do it that way. Well, your ass should have came to work yesterday. And you could have did it yourself.
Right. But first of all, you don't do it that way. But you don't do it that way, though. That's telling me you don't do it the right way then. Because what you doing? If you ain't doing it that way, that's the way I'm pretty sure was taught to everybody. So what you doing? You being a rogue and you running off doing your own thing, cutting corners? You can't cut corners. Like, for real. Like, what are you doing then? If I got to come tell you your job, something's wrong with you. If I got to come tell you what I did that you should have done, oh, you don't need that job. I need to find somebody ASAP who's going to do that.
Right, right. And then you know what they petty ass say after that. Oh, don't nobody touch my stuff. Don't touch my stuff. Don't nobody touch my stuff. You delete your stuff. That's company property. All that. That chair, that desk, all that. That paperwork, them pens, all that, except for that little picture of that little ugly baby. It is. Yeah, I'm petty.
Right?
Ugly baby. I'm just saying.
That little ugly baby that you keep showing everybody that I be like, oh, that's nice. See, if you hear me say, oh, that's nice, or oh, okay, that ain't cute. It ain't cute. I ain't even going to listen. Mm-mm, I don't even candy coat stuff. Stop playing. Get out of my face.
Oh, snap. Oh, let's stop. Let's stop because we're going to mess around and have an ugly baby committee come in and try to shut us down. Talking about we all fed to little ugly babies. It is what it is. All y'all babies wasn't beautiful. They grew up to look nice, but as babies, they was not beautiful. I was two of them. It is what it is. Yeah, I was double ugly
was,
as a baby.
You was,
it is what it is. I was,
you said
yeah,
I was,
yeah.
Oh, good Lord. I was two of them.
Yeah.
I can't with you.
Yeah. It is what it is.
So, all right, let's get back to the topic. We got to talk about my little double ugly ass. Okay, so me personally, I mean, after I thought about it, it kind of hit me on the, I don't know, I was trying to say some slick, it didn't work out. But after I thought about it, I'm kind of glad sometimes when people don't come to work. You know what I mean? I'm kind of glad sometimes because it lets me step up and show the other people sometimes, look, we don't need that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Let his ass there.
Yeah.
I could do this. Just bump my pay. You don't have to give me all of his pay, but try to give me half of it, and we going to work this out. You dig? And it shows my dominance and my value as an employee that I can double task and pick up the pace, da-da-da. And that also helps me when it comes to cutting time. You know, hey, he can pick up the slack if needed. If we got to decide, we going to keep him. So sometimes a bad thing can turn into a good thing. You just got to figure out a way to make it work that way. you know, and take your prescription from Monsters Radio, from our new sponsor, take your pill, fuck it all, and you're going to be all right. I'm just saying.
But can I say that can backfire as well? Because if you're saying you want them to be gone and you want them to see that you can step up and whatever, whatever, they may be thinking the same way about you, bruh. And they may be trying to, you know, be like, oh, you know, he trying to do extra. Let me do extra. Because, you know, there's always that gossiper in the building.
Right.
You see so-and-so trying to do so-and-so, trying to, you know, overdo, trying to brown nose, trying to do, you know, do the extra. We don't do that. You know, there's always that one. Right. And then they try to come back and do the same thing. And you be like, ah, bruh. You know, sometimes it backfire on them, but, you know, I'm just saying. It could backfire.
Right. Yeah. I didn't think about that because, yeah, you know what, sometimes, because there always is that old little old some of my, y'all can fill in the words. You know, that'll try to say, I'm going to take the day off just to show them that he don't know what he doing. Think he know everything? All right, watch me not come in and watch everything go to hell. I'm one of them, you can fill in the words. I'm one of them that's done that before. Be like, oh, okay, y'all think y'all good? Okay, let somebody else paint it then. Watch him fuck it up.
Right.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it don't. But,
wait, let me tell you, the funny thing is, though.
Huh.
Yeah, the funny thing is that how you, and this is crazy, I was in the building, wasn't on my floor, and they were still having problems. They were like, was you in the building? I was like, absolutely. Why? Because you went on the third floor. There was a person upstairs on the third floor. He couldn't handle that.
Right.
They were like, where was you? I was downstairs working. He couldn't have handled that. I'm in the building. And they like, where you at? I'm like, excuse me. So when I'm not there, it's like all hell breaks loose. They like, your kids is breaking loose. It's like, well, mama ain't home. You know, the kids get acting the fool and stuff like that. That's what they do. They be like, call and text me, talk about you coming tomorrow. I'm like, what? Like, Can you call and talk to them while I'm off? What? Can I do? Y'all better handle that. Handle that. And then I get back and they all sitting around and talk about, girl, you better not never leave. You the best when they here. And then I get that look, you know, like, here she go again, thinks she better than everybody up in hell. And I be like, please don't, you know, say stuff like that. Spare me, please. Because they, you know, ain't going to do my work. They not going to do my work. Because when you get praised, somebody, they not doing my work. And I'm doing the same work they doing. How that work?
Right.
But you leave me hanging. Who does that?
Take three woo-sahs and a fuck-a-tong, and you're going to be all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll stop. Mm. I got that. I got the new prescription, y'all. It's $2.99. You can get it on the Monster page, or you can get it at monsterisradio@gmail.com. Just put fucking Paul up in there, and you will have use the fucking top pills. You take two with some Hennessy, and you call us in the morning. Boom, there you go. Tell us how you feel.
And on that note, we're going to take a breather. Check it out. This track is by my artist. His name is Senna. You can check him out on all social media, Senna, S-R-E. Check it out. This is track. It's called I'm a Senna. Now, remember, his name meaning succumbing is not acceptable. That's what he's talking about, not succumbing to fashion, not succumbing to somebody else's views. You got your own views. Be who you are. Be you. You don't have to pretend to be a gangster. You don't have to pretend to be all that. Be who you are. You're not going to succumb to anything. It is because it's unacceptable. So, all right, check it out. This is Senna. It's called I'm a Senna, Monsters Radio. We'll be right back right after this. Check it out.
Off, I don't care what you people say. Never follow rules. I'm a trendsetter anyway. Okay, I march to the beat of my own drum. They say I need rules in my life. Well, I got some. That's one. Kill the competition. Two. Be a loyal dog. Three. And if they snitching on your man, send them to the morgue. Four. When you party, go hard till you hit the floor. Five. If you didn't see me do it, what the hell you asking for? Welcome to my world. S-I-N-A. Sinner is the name. Bear witness to a new thing. No usher, but I do things my way. When they question you, all you gotta do is simply say it. What? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. And when you say that I'm a sinner, doesn't mean it is bad. It just means you do you and choose to walk down your own path. I mean, the normal life, I tried it. But some people kept my name in their mouth like tried it. So I brushed them off, flipped them off, turned the key on the bike and let them taste exhaust. Man, it happened so quick, like think fast. This rap game is trash, so I went and got a pen and a pad. And I put my life in it, there's pain in every sentence. So I went and got the wheel and some tools to reinvent it. Yeah, I'm just bitten, excuse me for a minute. If it seems I don't care about your life and who's in it, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? And you can watch a star rise like cooked fries. The only questions that I wanna hear is what size, yes, or what color, or where do you wanna ship to? Or if you don't like this, sir, will this suit you? I'ma make this game crazy like cuckoo, and watch these labels try to snatch me up like bees like do. I'm telling you, only do what you say, and when they ask why, I tell them I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
Yeah. Succumbing is not acceptable. You don't fold to nothing, you just do you. That's what it means. I'm a sinner. How about you?
So, yeah, that's Senna. Like I said, check him out on all social media. He'll be in London come September. He'll be over there also with, you remember those guys that did that song, what was it, Juju on the Beat? Zay Hilfiger and Zion McCall, I believe their name is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat.
Yes, so they'll all be over in London coming up September. So, yeah, it's going to be a big thing. So, if you're over in that area, make sure you connect with us. You can connect with us tonight at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we can get you all the information that's coming up on that, and we'll have some interviews coming up with some of the people involved and a lot of things. Center himself, so got a lot of good stuff coming up for you guys. So yeah, make sure you stay close. So all right, do we have anything else that we was going to touch down on before the end of the show?
Did you give them some urban weather reports?
No, I did not. Like I said, I was having problems, and you know, I ain't trying to do our stuff in the mix. Hopefully, you got something for us.
You didn't stick your head out. You just kept it in because it was too hot. You may have melted. I'm melting.
I'm trying to be slick. I know what you're saying, but no, I couldn't stick my head out the window. We had the screen on. So no, I couldn't stick my head out the window.
You didn't cut the screen off and roll it up? You just...
Look, I'm bad, Felicia. don't give us a weather report.
All right, so in Minneapolis, it's 81 degrees. It has been scorchers these last... We are in a serious heat wave. We've been having 100s and 90s. So we are at 81 degrees. In London, if you guys were there right now, you'll be at a lovely 62. If you was in Paris, you would be a lovely 64. And our sister city where our Jazzy B is at, it would have been 80. So, yeah.
Okay. So, all right, the weather ain't too bad around the world over here. It is hot. Shoot, man, what was it? 30, 45, maybe 50 days ago, it was a whole different Minnesota, wasn't it?
Yeah, we was in a blizzard.
In April.
Yeah, a blizzard on my birthday on the 14th. How many inches? freaking for real. 9 or 10 of them, 12, 13, 15 of them bad boys. Really? And now we are sitting at 194 and 99 and 84. What the heck is that? So here's our heat wave. Here's bipolar Minnesota. That's why so many people bipolar here, Jesus, because it's the weather. I kid you not.
Yeah, I think we just totally skipped spring. Spring, fuck you. Move over. You ain't hard enough this year. Shut up, punk. See it with your chest.
Right.
Yeah, spring, I don't know what happened to spring. I don't know where it went. Wasn't it supposed to be April showers, bring May flowers?
Right.
The fuck,
we got May
go.
Heat.
Right. Yeah, straight. Humidity. Let's just stop. I'm just getting hot. Is this talking about it? Oh, my goodness.
Right. No.
Oof.
And whoever got to work in there, I commend you because it's hot, it's humid, it's sticky, you sweat and you stink. And I commend you because you can't take enough showers that make you feel refreshed until you take that third or fourth or fifth or sixth one because you just feel like you was just still grimy at day. So I commend you guys for being outside.
Ain't nothing worse. This car, they got the AC on, all the windows up, and they stink. Oh my goodness, I'll walk. No, I'll walk. I'm good. See, that's just nasty. Yeah. So that's the end of our show for tonight. What we got tomorrow?
We got Friday Night Live tomorrow. Friday Night Live. So we're going to tell y'all where the places to go, what to wear, dating and fun tips. So we got some stuff for y'all. And maybe a little bit of who's over who gets that. Not too much because that kind of takes over the show and we leave out some important stuff for them. So time to have some fun. Get your weekend right and tight.
Right. Get out, be on your second childhood. You can't stay cooped up all the time. You work too hard for all that. You gotta enjoy life a little bit.
Uh-huh.
At least a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, check us out. Friday Night Live. We got hot new music. Whether it's indie or remixes or just somehow get you ready for the weekend. It don't matter. it don't matter. And we take a couple requests. I said a couple. Don't be calling in messing up my groove. It is what it is. So, all right, y'all.
Miss Unbelievable is going to have her mix. I'm going to have a cut. I'm going to have a few cuts for y'all tomorrow. Stay tuned. I got to get y'all ready. Girls with your makeup. Girls with your outfits. It's the summertime. Peace out. Woo-woo.
And that's how we going to end it right there. Tune in tomorrow, y'all. Deuces.
Mwah.